The Institute for Democratic Governance, IDEC, has called on government to open up the constitutional amendment process for the people's involvement and ownership. A member of the steering committee of IDEC, Seth Abloso, asked the Constitutional Review Implementation Committee to be transparent with the review process. He said Ghanaians must be educated on the existing 34 entrained clauses and the newly added 7. This will enable them to understand the actual issues for which the upcoming referendum will be conducted and get them well informed before they vote. Nana Momare and Rita Ampong have more.
The current proposals for the amendments of the 1992 Constitution is generating debate among civil society, organizations, professional bodies, and trade associations. Stakeholders believe the constitutional review process has not sufficiently involved the people and their representatives in Parliament. They therefore call for a careful understanding of each of the proposed amendments for voters to make a well-informed decision. Seth Abloso of the TUC and a member of the steering committee of IDEC said the opening up of the process will strengthen popular commitment to the amended constitution and grant Ghanaians the opportunity to participate in decision-making at all levels of national life.
As required under Chapter 25 of the Constitution, it would be extremely difficult to hold a referendum on the amendment of the entrenched clauses of the 1992 Constitution this year for the following reasons. A. The Council of State may require up to 30 days or one calendar month to advise on the proposed amendments. B. The amendments will have to be gazetted for 6 months before a referendum can be held. Our call, Mr. Chairman, in view of the above, is for members of Parliament as representatives of the people ought to have reasonable time to consider the bill in the interest of the nation. Additionally, the period should be extended to allow for effective education and input from the public on the 34 entrenched clauses to be amended. Parliament, the Electoral Commission, political parties and other stakeholders must give serious consideration to the referendum procedure and processes as well as extension of the time.
Mr. Abloso was quick to add that the Executive Council of State, Parliament and all stakeholders should strive for a consensus on the amendment of the Constitution for the greater good of the country.
That was Nana Momare and Rita Ampong's report.